the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
How about some football talk here on the Coach's Corner? You know, we're not that far off from high school, college, and professional. It's really coming up close. In fact, we're just over 2 months away from the start of the high school football season. And of course, you'll be able to follow Emory High School all year long right here on KOAL. First game of the year is Friday, August 18th. Emory will travel on the road to meet the Richfield Wildcats. Now, Emory will also open up weightlifting practice tomorrow, June 17th. They will travel to Manti for a 7-on-7, and then in July, they'll go to Millard for a week-long camp. We're going to talk right now about all that and more with Coach John Famalo, who is joining us over the telephone. Coach, seems like it's been forever since we've talked to you on air, but football season's right around the corner, so I appreciate you taking the time to come on today.
Hey, appreciate you having me. Like you say, it's coming quick. Seems like it's been a long time, but all the spring and prep, it doesn't seem like it ever goes away, but it comes quicker than you expect it to.
Yeah, it definitely does, Coach. And this is the first off season where you knew going into it that you were going to be the head coach. I mean, past winter sports season and everything, I know last year around April, we were talking about you getting the head coaching job. So how much easier does that make it, having literally a full off season now to kind of implement what you want to do this year?
It's a lot better. I mean, so far as the off season, the expectations of the kids, and then just for me, just planning wise and our coaching staff, it's been a whole lot better. Honestly, just the logistical parts of it all, the other things behind the scenes that you didn't know about that you're kind of aware of now, and the things that you got to get prepped for and just kind of get out of the way. I think that was the eye opener to me and kind of got a lot of that stuff taken care of prior. So hopefully just get the coaching and the fun part of it.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the season in general here in just a bit, Coach. But let's start by talking about the coaching staff. First off, you guys have one change this year. Now, one of the things that I think is always so terrific about Emory High School, you guys have done a great job of having the same coaches around year in and year out. I mean, going back to when you were assistant, that was the case. And pretty much the same thing, just one change this year.
Yeah, so we'll lose Coach Labrum. Like I say, he's had some commitments some other ways, and so like I say, we'll probably still see him on the sideline and help us with the medical stuff, but it's going to be a big loss to our coaching staff. He's been there a lot longer than I have, and familiar with the kids, and just a good guy to have around, good with the kids, and just a great motivator. And so we'll miss him. So we're going to be picking up Jay Howard. He's got a freshman son that'll be coming into the program. So, look forward to him helping out and adding to our, our program. Be working probably with the younger kids. But same time, anytime you add a coaching staff, it's it's a little bit different. But at the same time, we still got a lot of continuity of the same guys with Coach Justice and Wilson and Mortensen and as well as Scott Stilson. So I say hopefully we can continue to move forward, and I will miss him, but life goes on and coaching continues to go. So it's kind of how it goes.
Well, as far as the off-season workouts go, you guys actually will begin summer practices tomorrow, and I know that leads up to a 7-on-7 in Manti, and then you guys will have the week-long practice in Millard. So you can go ahead and give us a timeline, Coach, of what it looks like right now for this football team.
Yeah, so we start our weights program, our summer weights program, start tomorrow. We'll start at 6 a.m. On Tuesdays and Thursdays we'll have weights, so we'll try to get as many kids out to that. And then we have a Wednesday night practice, 8 in the evening, kind of go through a lot of speed and agility, 7-on-7, just a lot of technical type things. That's what we'll be working on, so hopefully we can get a lot of kids out to that on the evening practice as well. So it's kind of how it lays out, and like you say, it leads up to our Manti 7-on-7 camp in Manti, and then our week-long camp in Millard. So that's kind of where we're at. Just trying to get the kids geared up and excited about football. And, we lost a lot of kids, and so got to get many more into this program and get going. And so it's kind of where things stand.
Yeah, you guys did lose a lot of seniors last season. So with that being said, have you been happy with the turnout that you have had from underclassmen this year?
You know, it's been kind of a hard transition because we still have those ninth graders in the junior high program. So the spring programs that we ran, you know, was kind of tough for those kids to participate. So I didn't get as many kids, you know, with the freshmen that I was hoping. But I think with that transition next year with those kids, so the ninth graders going to be there in the system, I think that transition will be a whole lot better, and hopefully we'll get a better idea of the kids we have coming in and the talent and things like that. But honestly, right now, we're still trying to gauge who's coming in so far as the freshmen, and so that's kind of been still up in the air for me as to who's all really going to be here so far as freshmen.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Fumalo with the Emory Sport and Football Squad. Coach, the 7-on-7 camp, June 17. 7-on-7s are so interesting. I think if you talk to 10 coaches, you'd probably get 10 different answers on what they actually take away from a 7-on-7 camp. Obviously, there's no linemen, but it is a terrific opportunity for you to see what your quarterback has. The wide receivers can showcase their speed, their route running. I mean, there's a lot of positives, I guess, you can take away from a 7-on-7 from a skill position standpoint. So what do you look for as a head coach?
For me, honestly, I'm just looking for competitiveness. I mean, with being a young team, you know, we got to be able to compete. And so whether we got younger kids or seniors, you know, a lot of kids with not very much varsity experience. So I'm looking for some kids that want to just compete. You know, I think that's a big part of football. I think sometimes you take into account all these measurables of how fast this kid is and, you know, how big he is. But, you know, bottom line is I need a kid to compete. It's going to work hard and put in the time and effort. And, you know, that's what I'm looking for at 7-on-7. Certainly there's some things, you know, we like to see so far as, you know, routes and what our quarterback's going to do and, you know, performances that way. But, you know, I'm hoping at the end of the day I can find, you know, at least 7 to 10 kids that want to compete and want to, you know, put it all out on the field when the time comes.
So the skill position kids get an opportunity with the 7-on-7. What about the linemen? What do you try to do here in this month, Coach, to get them moving?
Again, there is a lineman challenge, and that's what I'm hoping. I'm challenging these kids at the same time on the 17th. There is a lineman challenge. Hopefully we can get a group of boys to come down there and compete there. But, I mean, that Wednesday night practice, we're going to work a lot on technique and then just getting in the weight room on those Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, the linemen, that's what we need to do is just build strength. And, you know, we're not going to be the biggest team. We had a lot of size last year. We're not going to be the biggest team on the line. But, you know, if we have some hard-nosed kids that want to stick their nose in there and make some things happen, that's, you know, that's what we want to work with our linemen as well as technique. A lot of different things that we'd like to do with the linemen, you know, on Wednesday nights to just kind of help with their footwork. And, you know, like I say, we're not going to be the biggest, but if we can get to our spots quick and get on people, that makes a big difference on moving the ball and kind of get moving forward. So,
does that lack of size up front, does it change what you want to accomplish as far as previous schemes, or is it going to be pretty much the same this year?
We'll change some things up. I think we'll have to scheme a little bit different for the fact that we don't have that size. We'll have to use, you know, a little bit smaller kids, but I think, you know, there are going to be some hard-nosed kids that are going to be quick, you know, and I think you can use some advantages that way to be able to get on blocks, get on people, and kind of just get in the way, you know, and then hopefully your skilled players can make some moves. And so, I mean, I think the game scheme changes a little bit. You know, we ran a little bit of power out of that eye and, you know, some of that jet motion stuff that helps with misdirection. And so you'll see a lot of the same things, but at the same time, we're trying to move some things around to change it up a little bit.
As we move into the month of July, you guys have a week-long camp at Millard. I've talked to some kids in the past, and they've said, you know, if you're not doing what you need to do throughout the summer, that's a hell week when you go to a camp like that.
It is. It's tough for the kids. If you're not coming to weights and, you know, participating, I mean, not only, you know, just physically to be able to, you know, handle the rigors of it, but just the stuff that we've put in, you know, prior to that, the plays and other things, I mean, just there's a bit of a learning curve there. And if you haven't attended practice prior to that, it makes it a little bit tougher. But at the same time, like I say, it's a little bit different. I mean, the weather's hot. That's one thing, you know, the High School Athletic Association's try to put in a heat acclimation, stuff that we've got to do prior to that camp. I don't know if the kids have to participate in or they won't be able to do full pads. And so there's a lot leading up to that than just the camp itself. But the camp can be a little bit tough for kids if they're not, you know, physically ready for that.
definitely don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves and start talking about the season, but we did recently talk to Coach Huntsman of Carbon High School, and he did mention some of the changes to the schedule this year as far as the final game of the regular season and what that actually is going to count towards. Coach, last year it was one of those inter-region battles where you would see an opposing team from the South, but it was an exhibition game at the same time. That's not going to be the case this year now, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, again, the two top seeds are kind of, a bye situations, but I mean, we're honestly playing the opposites, JVs. I mean, it's a little bit different, but at the same time, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for us, depending on where we end up in seeding, because I know we're going to have a lot of JV-type kids, from last year. They're going to be playing varsity ball. It's going to make it tougher to play a JV and a freshman, like we would normally do on that bye week of prior to the playoffs. So, I think there's some advantages, but at the same time, just depending on where you end up. So, fighting for those two top spots, those are the coveted positions, and we got our work cut out for us to get to the playoffs. But at the same time, you're going to be in the playoffs there, semi. That Thursday game where a 3 is playing a 6 and a 4 is playing a 5. But like I say, it's different. But we'll have to see how it all shakes up.
Were you a proponent of that change, Coach?
I was, for the fact that it gives everybody an opportunity to play in the playoffs, and again, it gives some strength of schedule type things where the 1 and 2, get that bye, and you got a 3, 6, 4, 5, where maybe if you have a stronger region, where your 3s and 4s might be just as good as maybe a 1 and 2, they can still move on. So I can see some things there, but like I say, at the end of the day, it's we got a lot of work to, even so, say you get in there, you still got a lot of work to do to be able to advance. So I see some advantages, but like I say, that 1 and 2 makes it a little bit tougher for the fact that, you may have a little while before you play, that game, that quarterfinal game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely an interesting twerk, I guess we could say, to throw into the equation for sure. Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk some Emory football. I'm definitely excited that the season is close enough where we can start talking again on air. So I appreciate you making out the time today.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate, again, everything you're doing for our program and getting the word out to the kids and what's going on. And so it means a great deal to us and to our program and especially the kids.
Well, it's my pleasure, Coach. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Always fun to start talking some high school football here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk NBA basketball. Last night, the Warriors take a commanding 2-0 lead in the series. A lot of pressure on Game 3 for Cleveland. I think the series is over, but I think it's over. I know it's over if Cleveland loses Game 3. We'll talk some NBA basketball right after this. Plus, give you a NASCAR update. It's Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.